RSN Central's Form Express.
Time for RSN's Form Express on this Thursday, December 3. They're racing at Kyneton in Country Victoria this afternoon. Track conditions there at Kyneton. They're racing on a good four, fine, and the rails in the true. This is what Mark Hunter had to say regarding his best bets, his quaddie, and also his play of the day.
Well, look, we'll make the best race 2, number 13, Vespertine. The value runner, race 5, number 8, Snake Kevin. The quaddie will go first leg 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, 8. Second leg 4, 5, 7, 8. Third leg 1, 2, 4, and come home one out with number 9, Singing Sword. Play of the day, I'm determined to get a parlay in 2020. I'm running out of time, so we'll go parlay 2, 3, 4. Race 2, number 13, Vespertine. Race 3, number 9, Cheese of Dandy. Race 6, number 5, Spencerato. And race 8, number 9, Singing Sword. All for a win will cost you $11 for a $1 outlay.
So that's Mark Hunter there with his thoughts at Kyneton. David Eustace and Kieran Maher, they've got some strong chances at Kyneton this afternoon, including Crackerjack Lady in race number 3. And this is what David had to say about the $7 chance.
Yeah, she's the most reliable and has got the ability. I quite like her. You know, she'd be better for a run under her belt, etc. But I thought her two trials have been pretty solid. Her work's been okay, and it doesn't look the strongest race. So I thought she'd run really well, and it's a reasonable price.
So there's David Eustace and Simon Zara and Matty Ellison. They've got a strong chance in race number 6. And, of course, that horse is Sticking Point, currently at $3.70. And this is what Simon had to say about her chances.
Yeah, it was a good run. She ran the track plate pretty average that day, so she was in the middle part of the track with a bit of quicksand. So I thought her run was quite good. She's drawn a little bit average today, but doesn't look an over-strong race. Definitely on paper, if she can't be winning this, I'm not sure I'll be bringing her home.
All right, then. So there's Simon Zara. They're pretty blunt about the chances there are Sticking Point. Time to catch up with the mayor of Kyneton, George Osborne. He's got two strong chances there at Kyneton this afternoon. Good morning to you, George. Thanks for your time, mate.
Not a problem. Anytime.
It's Trumps goes around in race number 5 and was a good effort the other day to finish second at Kyneton. He's had the 14 starts. Can he go one, well, finally break through and win his first race?
He needs to win one, mate. He's learning the caper, and he got a great ride the other day, and unfortunately, we ran second, and third was about 12 lengths behind, so there was only one better than us, but it was better than us. So, he's a genuine chance. I think the key to the race is probably the bottom one. Johnny Allen rejected my ride to ride theirs, so it might be a tip there. But I would think that the weak race, and we'll be in the finish somewhere.
And then you have Celerate Regem going around in race number 8. Knew it takes the ride in that benchmark 58, and he's in an each-way price here.
Yeah, he's an each-way chance, too. He's a good, honest horse at that level and does everything right. Froggy's ridden him a couple of times and knows him, which is good. Probably the downside of it may be barrier 2, which you always want a good barrier. You get barrier 2 at Kyneton, and it's not the greatest place to be these days. So he'll have to circumnavigate around him a little bit, I'd imagine. But I would thought he was a really good each-way price at about $7.
All right, your best chance today, George?
The second one. I couldn't back horses that have had 14 starts and haven't won a race, so I'd be going the second one.
Good on you, George. Good luck, mate.
Cheers, mate. Thanks, mate.
There's George Osborne there going through his runners there at Kyneton. Racing at Coffs Harbour this afternoon, Harry White joins us. Good morning, Harry.
Good morning, Gareth.
How do we back a meeting there at Coffs Harbour? How do we back a winner at Coffs Harbour?
It's a fairly tricky meeting, but two that I'm keen enough to dive into. Best bet, race 5, number 1, Northern Knight. Has his hoof on the till after 3 minor placings of late, all in similar profile of races. He's yet to miss a top 3 finish at the track in 4 starts, which includes 1 win, and just looks a top show despite having to give weight to the rest of the field. So best race 5, number 1, and then we go down to a Form Express regular, race 6, number 2, Henschel. Been kind to us in the past, has been racing consistently throughout this preparation, and from a low draw can park behind the speed and running. His weight is kept relative with a claimer, and he's a 1,200-metre specialist. So race 6, number 2. As far as a quaddie goes, we can slightly trim up the first leg with numbers 1, 2, and 4. Second leg, 2, 4, 5, and 13. Third leg, 2, 6, 7, and 12. And to get the blood pumping, I'm going to stand out number 3 in the last leg of the quaddie.
All right, then. Jockey's challenge?
Oh, not at Coffs Harbour, Gareth.
All right, then. That's disappointing. Harry, you love a jockey's challenge.
I haven't been going well enough to keep tipping them, though.
All right, keep the faith, brother. Keep the faith. Good luck.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Harry White. Now let's head to Queensland. Michael Charge joins us. G'day, Chargey.
Good morning, Gareth. I'm hoping for a change of luck. I've had a few lean weeks, actually, so we're due, aren't we?
Yeah, you are due, but don't worry about that, mate. We're well and truly up with your tips, and we'll bounce back today. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, looking forward to today. Cairns are on a soft five. Look, I found a good one. I found one at value, too, so get ready for this. The good thing comes up in race two, horse three, Hot Bossen. Andrew Cameron trains Graham Cleese to ride. I think he's in for a huge day, Graham Cleese, and this horse second up, I thought, was a really good run over the 1250, and he looked like he needed just one more in the 1400 metres, so he gets that today, gets a moderate field, and I think he'll blow them away. Race two, horse three, Hot Bossen. The value bet, well, they don't come much more value than this. In race eight, horse number one, Solomon, I think $41 last night. He might have had a trim up this morning, but he's second up, just forget first up. It was just an unsuitable race, 1200 metres. Frankie Edwards to ride, a good senior rider, and his run here, three back, was definitely good enough to win this. Back to a 0-55, 9.50, and I think he's a great chance. So race eight, horse one, Solomon, the value bet for us, Gareth.
Jot that one down, Mikey Valisaris, my panellist. He loves a bit of a roughie from time to time. Solomon, race eight, number one. We can get $31.
That's it.
And, that'll do us.
That'll do us. Take the 31 now. But Quaddy today, first leg race five, I put them all in on 4, 2, 1, and 5. I thought it was a bit tough. Second leg race six, I'm 6, 3, and 8. Third leg race seven on 1, 3, and 4. And that last leg with the value of Solomon, 1, 7, and 3. Hopefully a big, big day.
All right, mate. So just repeating your best and your value once again.
Yeah, my best is race two, horse three, Hot Bossen. My value is race eight, horse one, Solomon.
Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
There's Michael Charge there. Love a tip, $31, Solomon, in that final event at Cairns. They're racing at Northern this afternoon, and the Western Whisperer, he's going to a couple of races. Race eight, number six, he doesn't mind Dad's Big-Headed at around $3.90 for Geordie Turner and Colin Webster. And earlier on in the day in race number five, a horse by the name of Isopoda, I think that's how you pronounce it, for the red-hot Ashley Maley stable, first up from a break. You can get around $3.90 for that galloper. Race five, horse number four. Harness racing at Charlton this afternoon. Mick Bellman joins us because, geez, he's got some nice drives there at Charlton. He's having some wonderful success at the moment. Good morning to you, Michael. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Gareth.
Always a Dutch S. You drive this one for the X-Man, Barry number one in the opening race. Your thoughts there?
Yeah, it's got a good draw. Got to watch out for the locals, though. Mark Boyles and Greg Normans, too. They're going to be hard to beat, but... Yeah, she'll be in a forward position, so hopefully we can stay that way.
Prim's Luck goes around in race number two on the program, and he's around the $14 quite. He probably needs a touch of luck from that middle draw.
Yeah, he probably rates a bit below his best last start at Kilmore, but back to the front line today, he should begin well and put himself forward.
In race number three, you train Jazz Spur, and she's a three-year-old filly by Pegasus Spur, and she's probably got a better record than 17 starts and one victory, and she gets a chance to win another one here.
Yeah, she does. Just her manners at the start's the key. She's working well and racing well, but, yeah, just can't afford to give them a start if she misbehaves.
Do you have a gut feel whether she will go away at the start, or do you think with experience you're just hoping that she gets a little bit better?
Just hoping that she gets a little bit better at it. She always seems to begin better when she's following through, but she's back in the draw today, so front line, and hopefully she puts the best foot forward.
So we'll just cross our fingers and toes at the start.
That's it. That's going to be the key to her.
Attention seeking's been... she's had a pretty handy start to her career. She gets barrier number two. Do you think she can find the front and be hard to catch here today?
Yeah, she gets out the gate really good. She seems to like it in front, so, and she's fairly strong. So hopefully that's the plan today, and hopefully she gets the job done.
And the Ultra Cristiano mare, Gracie Cullen from your stable, she does love to lead. And over the mile, to me, she looks awfully hard to beat in race eight.
Back to the mile today. Haven't had a chance to lead on her for a fair while. Last time she did, she went 55 and changed at Ballarat and won nicely. So hopefully she can hold up today and repeat the dose.
Yeah, if she goes like that, they won't beat her, will they, Mick?
No, I wouldn't have thought so, but you never know. She can be her own worst enemy at times over racing.
Do you know much about Chalk and Cheddar, this three-year-old on debut in the last race?
No, I don't know a lot about it. Stewie Cox does a good job with his horses, so hopefully we have a bit of luck.
What's your best today, Mick?
Probably Gracie Cullen, followed probably by Attention Seeking, and then Jasper would be if I could guarantee her manners.
A treble today for you, Mickey Bellman. Good luck, brother.
That'd be great. Thanks, mate.
There's Mick Bellman there. So I think Gracie Cullen's nearly the best bet on the program. $5.50. Thank you very much. Punters, get on. Gracie Cullen, race eight, horse number one. Lockie McIntosh joins us to preview this meeting at Shepparton tonight. G'day, Lockie.
G'day, Gareth.
How do we make some money at Shep?
Look, I thought terrific programs, 11 races. I thought the best were race four, number six, Rock on Loxley for the Bartley O'Donoghue stable. They're having a great run of success. It's a heat final. They had the heats on Sunday over there at Shep. This horse sat at the back, rounded them up, and won with ease. It's 280 tonight into the final, and it's hard to see them beating it again. It's run prior. It sat in the death at Echuca and won well, so it's really struck a purple patch of form, this horse, and they're going to have a big night tonight, I think, the O'Donoghue Bartley stable. They've got to play a pretty big hand in the meeting. Other best, I thought, race five, number eight, Marianne Bromack. Like we tipped it first up for David Moran as one of our best here at Bendigo. Ran a terrific race, only ran third, but I think if you backed it the other day, you need to double up again tonight. Race five, number eight. You can take it one out in the quaddie. My each way was race two, number 10, Star of Timpani. It's one of the Peter and Isabel Walsh stable. I've missed the price, I think, to about $8 and $2 or something like that, but I think it's a good each way bet, despite the back row draw coming through the Breeders' Crown, where it wasn't knocked around in the final. They looked after her. She got shuffled back to last. I think she's a very progressive filly. So race two, number 10, by each way. And the quaddy tonight, Gareth, will take the eight, Marianna Bromack, hit one out in the first leg. Hope it can get the job done. And we'll take seven and 10. That's Barhoon and Fratellino, first up for Kima Franning. We'll go a bit wider in the back half. 1, 3, 6, 7, 8. We'll take in the in that third leg and then come home with 2, 8, 9, and 11. You probably shorten that last leg up. Take Honolulu Bay one out, but I thought take 2-8 and the 9, 2-8, 9, 11 for a bit of insurance.
Had a chat to David Moran earlier on the week, and I said, Dave, what's your best for the week? I was just getting an update on Lachlan Varard, who will be aimed up at, of course, the Vic Bred series that starts in just over a week's time. And he said, Gareth, Marianna Bromack is above average and should be winning there at Shepparton. And then when you declare it, Lockie, it's nearly the good thing of the day for us, I think.
Yeah, well, we did tip everyone into it when it ran first up at Bendigo, and it didn't have a lot of luck, but you don't like to see you're stealing into punters, mate. But hopefully they can get their money back and just follow it going forward. I think she's got some wins in the easy grades, and Sel's a very good judge. If he's happy, we're happy too.
Terrific stuff, Lockie. Enjoy tonight.
No worries. Thanks, Gareth.
There's Lockie McIntosh there. Terrific meeting once again at Sandown. Jason Adams, this is, of course, in the Greyhounds, and Jason Adams joins us. Good morning to you, Jace.
Good morning, Gareth. And a bit of a different feeling this week. Of course, Tab Melbourne Cup night last Friday, and we're back to a Thursday this time around with what is a pretty solid card, I'd say.
And it's a big 3 days now. You've got Simon Tolhelen, who's going around Adapto tonight and heats of the Megastar there in New South Wales. You've got a handy enough meeting tonight at Hobart, but their carnival's starting to heat up next week. You've got the Meadows on Saturday night alongside Ballarat, which is a terrific meeting for their cup heat. So there's still plenty to look forward to for Greyhound fans this weekend.
Yeah, still heaps happening, of course. Simon Tolhelen, as you mentioned, at Dapto tonight, along with Flying Ricardo, is one of the best up-and-coming sprinters in New South Wales. And then we look towards tonight at Sandown, Saturday at Ballarat. And as well, you mentioned that meeting at Hobart tonight. It's the week before the Hobart 1000 heat. So down there, we're going to see Power of Oscar at Pryle and also Tommy Shelby, of course. A place getter in last Friday's Melbourne Cup. So looking forward to see how he goes down there in preparation for those 1000 heats next week.
How do we make some money at Sandown tonight?
Let's get into it. Race 4, number 3, Route 66 is the first of them. I think he's a really nice each-way chance because this is his first inside draw in just about 10 starts. And when he is close to the fence, that is when we see him do some of his finest work. So he's a stronger type, so hopefully from the draw he can settle a bit closer than what he has been. So that's race 4, number 3, Route 66. We'll then go to race number 7 and number 2, Run Like Jess. And we saw him step out at Sandown on Sunday. First up for his new owners and his new trainer in Robbie Camilleri. Now, he was superb. He won in a really fast time, and just something I sense about the Camilleri-Coleman combination. They just don't have many greyhounds to begin badly, and when they get them, they start to begin much more consistently. So if Run Like Jess is to make that the norm, he's going to take the next step quite quickly. So that's race 7, number 2, Run Like Jess. We'll then go to race number 8, last look at the quaddie, and number 5, Zipping Sullivan, who was just about on the pace in last Friday's Tab Melbourne Cup. And I think tonight from box 5, which is the same draw he won his heat from, it doesn't look to be stacks of pressure on his immediate inside or out. So I think he might be able to go forward on his own terms and hopefully do a number from there. So race 8, number 5, Zipping Sullivan, the last of the three.
All right, then. What about a quaddie?
Quaddie will keep it relatively open. First leg 1, 3, 5 and 8. Second leg 3, 7 and 8. Third leg 2, 6 and 8. And then we'll round it out with 1, 2, 3 and 5.
You're a superstar, Jace. Good luck tonight and enjoy your weekend.
Enjoy, Gareth. Chat to you soon.
There we go. There's Jason Adams. Now, Simon Told Helen goes around in heat number 3 of the Megastar there at Dapto. That's race 7. He is the $1.45 favourite. Ebby Jet Power at $5.50, the only greyhound really under double figures, along with Drink Moe at $8.50. Flying Ricardo is the favourite there in heat number 1 at $1.45. So he's on the quick backup. Simon Told Helen he was mighty in defeat behind Hardstyle Rico in a track record time there in last Friday night's Tab Melbourne Cup, and can't wait to see him go around once again tonight for David Burnett. It's 28 minutes past 11. That is RSN Central's Form Express.